Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to Scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word and preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days. If you would like to put in the arm of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com. That's MinaShazz, MinaShazz at gmail.com.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction and would love to work and grow with you. Email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, and economically. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and song? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com, to get started today.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Peace and blessings, family. Fall is approaching. Are you ready for fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply or afshea.com today. That's afshea.com, afshea.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
so listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it.
No pleasure in
it. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Good Mr. President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping his cover. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be pretending are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself,
even. Though it's not as hard as who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fast in the pleading. Who do you believe in?
You got to draw a line, pick a side. Strapped in for the bride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive. Chain torn, tossed aside. Drain more from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking? Or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking. The spirit steady leading. Allah is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. A higher forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive, and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shame? Or is the soul game?
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and called not upon thy power of higher?
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family. Thank you for joining me this evening on Voice of Black Star on EPRN. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Today I'm going to come at you with something a little different, family. The Most High spoke to me and said, come at you with 1 John. We have been living in some weird times lately, family, and a lot of things have been going on. And it seems befitting that our people get this right now. And this is going to the house of Israel. Okay? I'm coming to the house of Jacob. Yes, Gentiles are welcome to come in. The Spirit moves you. If the Most High moved you to come into this speech, then that's great. It's not necessarily a speech, because I come to you with nothing new, nothing of my own words. But the words of the Most High Power. But he said, folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, there are established. Proverbs 15:21. Dear family, I'm going to come at you with 1 John. And let things sink in. Because we got to come back to remembrance. We got to gather our strength back into the Most High. Because right now, a lot of things are going down. A lot of strange things are happening. People are dying, just dropping dead left and right. You know, and I noticed too that the house of Israel has been becoming more and more divided. We haven't been coming together in this walk. So, with that being said, even though, you know, it said that we will be divided too. We will be divided. And at the end, the Most High is going to take away the tares from the wheat. And that's where we are right now. So that's why I'm not getting into all these, you know, disagreements amongst groups and camps. I don't involve myself in those things because I understand what's going on. I understand what is happening. And a lot of us are falling bait, falling trap to these things. We must put on the whole armor of Yahuwah. But let's begin to read. And I'm going to read to you 1 John. And I'm just going to read a couple of chapters so far in here. Just a couple of chapters to get this through here. To get our thinking caps on. Our spiritual thinking caps on. Our spiritual armor. How about that? And here we go. It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. We're talking about our Father Christ here, family. We're talking about Christ. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, you notice that they also said that with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. So the Father sent Yeshua down to be sacrificed for us. That's why He was not born of a man. That's why it was kind of weird that, you know, for Sarah to get pregnant like that. I'm sorry, not Sarah, but Mary, to get pregnant like that with no man. Because the Most High, the Father, was sending down His Son to be the sacrifice for Israel's sins. Because Israel, we were terrible. And we're terrible to this day. We're still bad to this day. We sin, and then we try to hide behind Most High's word to justify our wickedness. But He sees all. He knows all. Anyway, let's keep reading. So, we're going to go with 1 John chapter 1 and verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Okay? It's kind of weird how they got this written in here in this old English. But it says, I'm going to read again. This is verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Okay? So we're not telling the truth. But if we walk in light as He is in light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we have deceived ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So you can't go around here saying you're sinless. Everybody has committed some form of sin, whether you understand it or not, whether you know it or not, but we have all sinned. There's only one perfect being on this planet, and He has passed on and moved on to higher planes, higher places, getting ready to come back here, though, and handle some business. We're almost there, too, family, because I know the signs of things are starting to come about. But it's not yet, Most High said. He said it ain't yet. But Most High, come on with it. I'm telling you right now, it's getting tiresome. It's training. This spiritual battle is hard to stay focused when the world around you is trying to change so much to so much wickedness, especially with the LGBTQ type stuff and ABCs and all this stuff going on. It's madness out there. You know, now they got people around here trying to promote that two women can have babies and stuff like that. Family, we are so far removed, except for the house of Israel. Because Christ, He can care. He cares about the Gentiles, yes. But for the most part, He cares about a nation that really, He's going to chastise the nation that He chose from the very beginning to rule this earth. Once this earth gets back to its proper standing, in its proper place, we'll get to see what's really going on. But right now, it's a total chaos. Satan is mad, he's pissed off, and he's around here causing all kinds of destruction, and especially amongst the house of Israel. Jacob, you better wake up. All right. Verse 7 of 1 John chapter 1. But if we walk in light as He is in light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Meaning that Him coming down here and being sacrificed was a mockery, was for nothing. That's what's being said, family. Let's go ahead and read on chapter 2. It says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So we have an advocate. So if we do sin, we need to ask for forgiveness. Especially if we do it unknowingly. Now, if you're out there sinning, and doing it justly because you know it, then I doubt there's going to be any forgiveness. But you can't come to the Most High because He knows your heart. So you need to come to Him pure. Pure with your asking for forgiveness. And that you don't repent that same sin again. That's what's being said here. So, you know, so we have an advocate, and that's Jesus Christ with the Father. Jesus Christ is an advocate for us to the Father. No man has ever seen Him. Ever. Okay? Let's keep going. But we have seen Christ. Christ has been seen on this earth. Melchizedek and all that going on, but that's a whole other story. Let's keep going, family, though. And it says, and He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So, this also gives sin to the whole world, including Gentiles. Because He has to do it for everybody, so that way it can't be that, you know, He died for us and sins only, and then no sacrifices, because the sacrifices have gone. There's no more sacrifice on this earth. So He has to do it for everybody. Everybody who wants to come into His faith and come into His kingdom have to go this route. Have to accept Christ. And he that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments. I'm sorry, let me go back again. So verse 3, and it says, and hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. So we know Him. If we keep His commandments, then we know Him. We're going the right place. We're going in the right direction. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that are in Him. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk, even as He walks. You got to walk the same way Christ walked. And a lot of us ain't want to do that right now. A lot of us are puffed up with pride and ego. But we're not walking like Christ was humble. He was a poor man, and He also worked using His hands. He worked. He did certain things. He also preached to the people. But a lot of us didn't want to listen. We didn't like to hear what He had to say. That's why we killed Him. Yes, we killed Him. We caused His death. Because even the, the Greek, even Pontius Maximus didn't want to kill Christ. He didn't see nothing wrong. But we wanted Him dead because He was speaking too much truth. And He was holding us too accountable. But I digress. Let's keep reading, family. So, he that saith he abides in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness, even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none accusation of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Do you hear that, family? Are you catching all of this? Because right now, a lot of this is going down within the house of Israel. A lot of lust and fleshly things are going on within Israel. We're concerned about how many wives we can have. We're concerned about who, you know, about wearing the aprons, about wearing the fringes, wearing the headdress, you know, that of God, everything. Thinking about the outward things, the outward things, but not the spiritual. Verse 18. Little children, is it the last time? And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Okay? There are a lot of them around here, family. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. A lot of us showing out, going off, claiming to be priests and prophets and all that kind of stuff. But ye have an action from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. So he is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. That means you're against Christ and the Father. If you denounce them, then you are against them. You're an Antichrist. So anybody who doesn't believe in the Father in them are Antichrist. So go ahead and pick your name up if that's what you do. Let's go. And we have chapter 2, verse 23. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledge the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. And if that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. So eternal life, family. So even if you die this flesh, there's new things to come. Because this place is tiring right now. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone which doeth righteousness is born of him. Now, family, I would move to do a recording for you for this, because I think it's time that we wake up and we come out of this. He called us little children. He said little children. And you're speaking of his coming. So family, prepare yourself spiritually. Put on your spiritual armor, family. For our Father is at hand. His coming is at hand. And we need to be ready. So peace and blessings, family. And thank you for tuning in today. This is just a quick little recording so I can sit here and send this message out, because the Most High had put it upon my heart to reach out to you with 1 John, with the first two chapters. I pray that this moves you, touch you, and inspire you to be closer to Most High power. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day.